Pretty quickly, but with not an awful lot of sense. He shouldn't have done that. said all aloud, saying you must go to the Broomfield Inn and make good the return. For when you get to the Broomfield Inn, you will find your love asleep. With his hawk, his hound, and his silver tatty gown, and his rivers hanging down to his feet. And you, the blossom, from all with a broom and the blossom that smells so sweet. And you must lay some down at the ground of his head, and more at the sole of his feet. So she's gone away to the Broomfield Hill, she's found a love asleep. With his hawk in his hound, and his servants had it down, and his rivers hanging down to his feet. And she has picked the blossom from all of the broom, and the blossom that smells so sweet. And she has laid some down at the crown of his head, and more at the sole of his feet. She's pulled off her diamond ring, and she's rested in his right hand. And then the wind fell off his sleep, the birds began to sing. They cried, awake and awake and awake, and master, your true love's been and gone. Oh, where were you, my great lost hawk, and where were you, the steed? And where were you, my good greyhound, why did you look wake and near? Oh, I clutched with my wing master, and all my bells I rang. I cried, awake and awake and awake, and master, before this lady ran. I stood with my foremaster, and I shook my bridle till it rang. But there was nothing at all that awakened you till she had been and gone. So haste, haste, ye poor white steed, to come where she may be. For all of the birds of the Broomfield Hill shall death fill of thee. Oh, you need not burst your poor white steed by racing to a hound. For there's no bird flies faster through the wood than she fed through the pool.
This is called Sove. Sove is the name of a woman.
Might as well tell you now, we were never much good at putting on a slick show. So there'll be lots of gaps in between while we tune up and don't get other interruptions. We will not attempt to talk to you then. All right.
Yes, we apologise if you want a slick show.
Tough shit.
I got this from Bert Lloyd. Apart from being a formidable scholar, to say the least of it, was probably as formidable a musician, but nobody ever gave him too much credit for that. Oops, hold on. One of his favourite things was to mess around with the tempo of a song. And he did a lot of messing about on this one.
Figure out whether it's five or six.
We're
deciding now it's in one.
If you're counting one, you can't go wrong. You get a bit tired, but.
Three, four, one.
something, some very old holiday. She dressed herself in mantaray, with a sword, pistol, or minus nine, to meet a true love, to meet a true love away bride. As she was riding on the plain, she met a true love, and didn't stand. For a woman said, against her, she said, or else this to say of that golden ring at home is my life for loose living. I'll say in the heart and just like a drum, she rode away, she rode away for her to come.
Thank you.
but what they undergo. In the blasterous wind and the cracked up water, her ship went drifting on the sea, her rigging gone and her rudder broken, which brought us to extremity.
Steam train, so there was plenty of time. called Porcupine Rag.
It's a fantastic intro. Bloody hell, that's loud.
spin these with these bobbins. She's spin the little untidy. And then the next thing, the next song. Oh, I want to go. This is a song, mine's just down here, I'll spin it.
Oh, I am, hi.
This is called Peggy and the Soldier. She's called Peggy and the Soldier. I first saw this in a book and didn't like the tune. And I happened to have another book open next to it which had a tune which I did like, so I put the two together. There we are. I did have a problem about 3 years later when I decided I wanted to sing the other song. I had no tune for it. But there you go. Peggy and Soldier.
Thank you.
time. It's called The Dominion of the Sword, but if you take all the topical verses out, you're left with some pretty interesting stuff. And if you add a couple more verses, it might get more interesting. So, Dominion of the Sword. The tune, if you want to know, is a Breton tune called The Leper. This is a poem by... It's a poem by E.E. Cummings. E.E. Cummings doesn't usually lend himself to having tunes put to him. This one does. Did. But then it wasn't me who put the tune to it. Mozart, when he was writing the minuet to the Hunt Quartet, was unaware that he was writing a tune for this poem by E.E. Cummings. But he in fact was. I don't know how it managed to slip his attention, but it did. It's a poem called All in Green Went My Love Riding.
Thank you.
tunes. The first one's called the Onst Wedding March. Onst is one of the Shetland Islands. It's the most northerly island of the Shetlands. And it's a sobriety dance. I don't know what they, how they do it, but it's a sobriety dance. And then a tune called The Keen Man's Perdition. And another tune called Show Me the Way to Wallingford. And then a tune that we don't know the name of, but we'll call it The Thetler. A hunt.
What?
Won't be long. What's green than that one? Percy Throws Lawn. I shan't tell you anymore, you'll just have to wait.
Thank you.
broken head as I walked all alone on the rocky old shore. As I walked all alone on the shore. And so she set herself down in the stern of the ship.
Thank you.
patches on the frosty coat and a black patch on the eave. And when it comes to Tumney Ale, I can see as well as pay. And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go.
we do this song. It's a song called Prince Heathen. Over the years, I've tried to. The best way to tell you what it's about is to say that. Story. I was doing a tour of Germany. And I was doing a tour of Germany by train. Because I don't drive, so I'm doing this tour of Germany by train. I was on a cheap ticket, and if you go on a cheap ticket in Germany, they route you all around the country. If you're going from A to B, you go through X, Y, and Z as well, right? So I had a lot of travelling to do, and after about 4 days of this, I went into Cologne railway station and I bought the biggest book I could find that was in English. It so happened that it was a book of essays by George Orwell. Quite glad to get that. And there was an essay in there, a lot of them, but a particular one about Gandhi. And the two things that he said about Gandhi that stick in my mind was, the first one was that he said Gandhi was the only politician he ever met who left a nice smell behind. And the other thing he said about Gandhi, was that Gandhi himself used to get very fed up with people who translated the word he used to describe what he did. They translated it as passive resistance. And that used to annoy Gandhi a lot. He used to say that the word had absolutely nothing to do, and the idea had absolutely nothing to do with passive resistance. There was nothing whatsoever passive about it. A better translation would be firmness in the truth. This song is a song about firmness in the truth. Not a very nice song, it's a good song.
Lady, will you weep for me? Lady, tell me true. laid up in a vault of stone. 30 locks upon, and he's taken the key in his right hand to the mountain he has gone. Oh, lady, will you weep for me? Lady, tell me true. I've never yet your heathen tongue, and never shall for you. Sort out this pretty young girl down in a vault of stone. Oh, how do you weep? Lady, tell me true. I'll never weep in heathen tongue, but dying here for you. Oh, meat, no drink, you'll never get. Get out of prison, come. Oh, meat, no drink, you'll never get. Till your baby it is born. Oh, lady, will you weep for me? I'll never yet leave the dawn, and never shall for you.
This is in 9/8 time, but it's not in a 9/8 time like 3/3. So that's 1/3, 1/3, 1/3. It's in what they call compound time. It means the first 6 beats are in 2. 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2, 1/2,
Hey, Jimmy. chin. Soon as they do begin to the chin, can't see mommy. Climb a hill and walk a stroke, we'll call you lads forevermore. Climb a hill and walk a stroke, we'll call you lads forevermore. Jody Johnson had a big meeting, he was having the dance and jig. All the way to walk a stroke to the chin, can't see mommy. Climb a hill and walk a stroke, and let's call you lads forevermore. Boys like a hill and walk a stroke, and let's call you lads forevermore.
Political satire and all, and it was. There was lots of political satire. But this particular promoter in Denmark believed that if you were going to do political satire, you had to have the political satire going on amongst a whole lot of naked ladies. It's serious political satire, all these women standing around with nothing on. Very, very weird. You had to wear these, we were wearing little yellow pixie boots. Trousers that have one leg one colour and one the other.
Valero sleeve blouses.
Anyway, when we came back, our first gig was at the Manchester Sports Guild.
Yo!
Hello. And at the Manchester Sports Guild, I started to sing this song anyway. We got to the chorus and the audience took over. Up until then, we'd always sung Row Bullies Row, Them Liverpool Gals They Have Got Us In Tow. And we found out that everybody was singing Row Bullies Row, Them Liverpool Judies Have Got Us In Tow. And try as we might, and doggedly as we went on, the audience sang Judies and we sang Gals. Then we discovered that the Spinners had been singing it. Now, well, they started singing it, and of course they changed it, and everybody had changed their way of doing it. Being as how this tour is in their honour, because when we split up, everybody had done farewell tours and we didn't. Only we gave ourselves the get out that if the Spinners, because we were quite sure it would work, that if the Spinners ever did a farewell tour, then so would we. So we were perfectly sure that they never would. But now they've done one. So we're going to make up for 20 years of not doing a farewell tour by doing a farewell tour every year. This is actually designated the first farewell tour. In the new year we're doing the first farewell mini tour, and then next autumn we're doing the second farewell tour proper. Better be in time. None of this one beat in a bar nonsense that we've been feeding you all night. Okay. I think we'll feed you one, two. I'd like to say it's been absolutely great, and I'd like to thank you for the sound man, actually. Please would like to say thank you for the sound man.
Come forth the northwest. We anchored one day
What do you say? How do you jungle to us? Are you old rascal? Tell me if I do.
Thank you.
finish.